This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, breaking news. Senate Judiciary Committee reschedules vote on Brett Kavanaugh for Friday morning. Friday morning. They've rescheduled the vote for Friday morning. It's scheduled to take place at 9:30 a.m. East Coast time. That's 6:30 out here in Las Vegas on the left coast. One day after Kavanaugh and sex assault accuser Christine Blasey Ford are due to testify before lawmakers. I'm trying to understand, though, when would the entire Senate vote? Would they vote literally the same day? Because I believe the clock runs out after this week. I'm not quite sure of the timing of all this. But perhaps the Senate would vote just minutes later or hours later on the same day, and then he's in. Fox News learned Judiciary Committee staffers interviewed Kavanaugh by phone about the Ramirez allegations on Tuesday. That's the second woman who came forward from Yale. That's more ridiculous than the first one. A source familiar with the call told Fox News Republican staffers led the interview. Democratic aides listened without asking any questions. Another source told Fox News Democratic staffers were told about the call with Kavanaugh 15 minutes before it took place, giving them no time to prepare. This second charge was from Deborah Ramirez, a Yale classmate of Kavanaugh, who says he exposed himself to her while drunk at a college party, and Kavanaugh denies it ever happened. It's just all stupid, juvenile, frat boy, drunk stuff that may or may not have ever happened. If it did happen, I don't believe he's disqualified from anything in America at the age of 17 and 18 and 19. If you did stupid, drunk things and then you became a wonderful guy, I just don't believe that it disqualifies you for the rest of your life when you've cleaned up your act. Look at George Bush. George Bush admits he was an alcoholic, George W. Bush, and then he became president of the United States. You don't think when he's an alcoholic, he did stupid, idiotic things? But you're not talking about rape here, guys. You're talking about feeling up a girl, and then you're talking about exposing her you-know-what. And I'd be willing to bet $1 million neither one of them ever happened. I'd be willing to bet maybe more than $1 million, if I had more than $1 million, that neither one of them ever happened. There are no witnesses to either one, and the people who claim that there were the two women who claimed there were witnesses, they name names, and every person they claimed said, nope, never happened, nope, never happened, nope, it never happened. In the second case, this Ramirez gal, some woman says, I've been her best friend her whole life, and she tells me everything intimate about her life, and she never told me about this. I give these people credit, you know? If they wanted to be Trump derangement syndrome people, they could actually back up their friend. Again, it means nothing. You make something up, your friend backs it up. It means nothing. But the fact that they said, I didn't see it, that means everything. So I'd be willing to bet millions of dollars, whatever I have, that he never did any of this. But even if he did do any of it, none of it rises to the level of federal crimes, folks. It's not attempted rape. It's a drunk guy at a frat party acting like a complete moron. And the question becomes, does that disqualify you for the rest of your life for everything you ever want to do? Because here's the thing, I would guess that pretty much every member of Congress on both the right and the left, Democrat and Republican, were all kind of dumb frat boys in college. That's the kind of guy who becomes a politician. Politicians are like dumb frat boy types who got drunk in college and tried to make out with a girl who did ask permission with some chick who doesn't even like him. I could picture every person in Congress once having been that 40 years ago and 50 years ago. And it doesn't have anything to do with the person you are today. If you cleaned up your act, you grew up, you got responsibility, you went to law school, you studied hard, you became an exemplary student, then you became an exemplary lawyer, you went to the top of your craft, and then you became a judge, and you were real good at it, a higher judge, and real good at it, a higher judge, and real good at it, and then they named you to the Supreme Court. You mean what you did as a frat boy in college is going to ruin the rest of your life? Again, let me tell you, if you weren't listening to 3 o'clock hour, I'm talking to you as a guy who has never had a drink in my life, ever, has never smoked a cigarette in my life, ever, has never done a drug in my life, ever, has never taken advantage of a woman in my life, ever. I didn't do things like that because the guy who does that is drunk and is a loser, a frat loser, you know, just an idiot. And I didn't like guys like that. That's the reason I never drank. I looked at people who drank and went to frat parties and I thought, what a loser, what an idiot. So I'm not even defending guys who act like that. They look like morons. But if you are that moron and you are that drunk, out-of-control guy, and you don't commit any serious crimes, then one day when you clean up your act, you have no right to ever again be a senator, a governor, a president, or a Supreme Court justice? Bullspit. What are you talking about? I'm sure every guy in Congress was once that guy. So even if these things were true, it's ludicrous, number one. But number two, it's just clear it isn't true, and it's clear no one has proof to prove it's true. So all the way around, there's just nothing here. All right, let me mention that the sponsor of this entire show is the U.S. Gold Bureau. We love U.S. Gold Bureau. They're good people. You can reach them at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653. Or you can go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Why are you going to them? Well, I'll tell you why. They've teamed up with me, and they've created a package named after me called the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. 100, I said. What a great way to start your collection. All the coins are investment quality, and you get them at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order today and also get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with every order. It holds 500 coins. You can use it to store 400 more coins. Call 800-885-GOLD, 100 American Silver Eagle coins at actual dealer cost, free call, free shipping, free delivery insurance, and a free U.S. Mint storage box. 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau, for sponsoring my show. usgoldbureau.com/root is the way to reach them. I opened up the 3 o'clock West Coast time, 6 o'clock East show with this very short letter. I want to open up this one because it just confirms what I'm thinking. My buddy Robert, my fan who listens to this show every day, says Ford is not going to testify. I knew that! Exclamation point. She's a liar big time, just like these other women making charges against Brett Kavanaugh. Grassley needs to step up and confirm Judge Kavanaugh, have the vote Thursday, then President can get rid of Rosenstein, then Mueller, and after the midterms, fire Jeff Sessions, drain the swamp. Yeehaw, is what he writes. And I'm with him. I'm with him. I think that pretty much sums up how all of us feel. Senate Republicans told not to go anywhere this weekend. Ah, so when I said I didn't understand when the vote would be, just because the Judiciary Committee votes on Friday morning, then it has to go to a full vote of the Senate. Senate Republicans told not to go anywhere this weekend because they need to vote on Kavanaugh ASAP. So Senate Republicans eyeing a vote on the floor on Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination next week as early as Tuesday. All right, so it doesn't have to be done this week. So that's the first thing I've knocked out the door. I wasn't quite sure. Someone had told me that it had to happen by Friday or his nomination would expire. That's not true. It has to happen by next Tuesday. They acknowledge the situation remains fluid, said they expected to be in session through the weekend to run out the procedural clock, a move that would allow them to wrap up Kavanaugh's nomination next week. Senator John Cornyn of Texas, number 2 GOP senator, member of the leadership, told reporters if Kavanaugh could get out of Judiciary Committee on Friday, they would be able to get done with the nomination by the first part of next week. Senator Johnny Isaacson, Republican Georgia, says he's planning to be around until Tuesday to finish Kavanaugh's nomination. If you plan to do something before next Tuesday, I would not plan on it, he said. GOP Senator John Thune of South Dakota initially told reporters a vote could happen on Tuesday. He later hedged after lunch, saying it depends on how much Democrats drag out the procedural clock. But he affirms that Tuesday is the expected day for a vote. So that is the story. It should be voted on Friday by the committee, judicial committee, and then theoretically Tuesday, maybe as late as Wednesday, the actual vote on the floor of the U.S. Senate. And I think we've got this one. It's pretty clear these women are making stuff up and the whole thing is ridiculous. If he did it, he's just a dumb frat boy in his day, and now he's a great guy who's cleaned up his act. But I don't believe that for a second. I'm a good judge of character, and he doesn't appear to me to be a guy who was once a bad guy, and now he's cleaned up his act. He looks like just he's always been Gomer Pyle. You know, there's another name. You know, Andy Griffith, Gomer Pyle, Jimmy Stewart. He's just a good guy. I don't believe he ever did any of that. I don't believe he was a drunk frat boy for a second. Trump had a speech in front of the UN today, another big news item. Trump tells the migrants of the world, make your countries great again. He had a message for international migrants, make your countries great again. Don't come to our country. Why can't you make your country great? You know, the Trump administration has brought American migrant admissions to record lows and cut funding for refugee programs. Trump said the reason for the move revolves around American sovereignty. This is one reason the United States will not participate in this new global compact on migration. Migration should not be governed by an international body unaccountable to our citizens. Trump continued sending a message to the migrants of the world telling them to make their countries great again. Ultimately, the only long-term solution to the migration crisis is to help people build more hopeful futures in their own home countries. Make their countries great again. Isn't Trump great? How does anyone not like him? How does any conservative not like him? Are you like, you know, is there something mentally wrong with you? How could you be a conservative and not love everything about this guy? He says it just the way I would say it. The Global Compact on Migration is a UN initiative. Ugh. You know, when I hear the word UN, I just go, ugh. That advocate, I think, immediately hate America, hate Jews, hate Israel. Hate all the good guys of the world and all the groups that are running the Human Rights Commission that hate the good guys, hate Israel, hate America. They're all murderers and torturers. Isn't that wonderful? But the Global Compact on Migration is a UN initiative that advocates for global control over a sovereign nation, how a sovereign nation manages their immigration policies. Can you imagine? It's the first, this is what they say about themselves, the first intergovernmentally negotiated agreement prepared under the auspices of the UN to cover all dimensions of international migration in a holistic and comprehensive manner. Trump went on in a speech to criticize Iran and Venezuela, saying virtually everywhere socialism or communism has been tried has produced suffering, corruption, and decay. What a great job by our president. I love him. And Grassley. I love Grassley. Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley is not playing nice guy anymore with Feinstein. Denies her request to postpone the hearing. Writes her an awesome letter. I'll tell you about it when we get back. It's time for some of these old white men to get vicious, you know? It's time to stop being like crippled old men who are just playing nice guys. Start fighting! Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Newsmax TV is our third hour. This show is simulcast on national TV, and somehow we've turned a radio broadcast because I put on a fancy suit and look great, because I make sure that the background of my show looks fantastic and looks like a TV show. We have literally turned it into a hit TV show. I don't know how I did it. You know, it's nothing more than the third hour of my radio show. And the other radio shows on Newsmax, not putting anyone down, but they just look like radio shows. They're in radio studios. I made mine look like, I dressed it up to look like a TV studio. So it's the best background of any radio show ever simulcast on TV, and it looks like a TV show. And so it's become this big hit. Since Bill O'Reilly joined, our audience has quadrupled with number one show on Newsmax. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, which is America's fast-growing cable news channel, we're in 50 million homes by December, we're in 60 million homes. By next year, we're in 80 million homes, because we just added 30 million with Comcast Xfinity. If you don't get it now, I want you to make a phone call, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and I want you to call your local, that number, which is Newsmax TV. They will ask you for your zip code, and when you give it to them, they'll know instantly who your cable carrier is, and they will connect you instantly with that cable carrier, and you will tell them, I want my, I almost said MTV, remember that old tagline, I want my MTV? I want my Newsmax TV, and if you don't give it to me, I'll move to DirecTV, I'll move to Dish, but I'm getting off of your cable system. I want Newsmax TV so I can watch Wayne Root. Tell them that. 844-500-6397. Next thing you know, we'll be on your local cable system. We'll take a quick call. We got JD in Las Vegas, who's always a very eloquent speaker. JD, you're on with Wayne Reed. How are you?
I'm doing great, but getting better. And, Wayne, I must implore you to listen to the entirety of President Trump's speech at the UN today. I believe it was the best speech he ever gave. It was blunt. It was honest. There were no generalities. It was clear and straightforward, and it explained who the USA is and what we will do. And it was, I'm going to call it the Trump Doctrine. In the beginning, when he started talking about how America has come to be prosperous again in the first year and a half of his administration, there were a few laughs, and I hope, and he said, I didn't expect that, but he went right on. It didn't shake him at all. He was calm, cool, and collected, and I hope that to these people that laughed, he may cut our expenditures. You know, we still have a debt to not being the highest country in the world that takes care of the UN's budget. I believe we pay about 25% of it. But it was fantastic.
All right, good stuff. And I don't know if you ever, I assume you don't at this point. I assume none of my listeners and viewers and fans watch late night TV anymore because the late night comedians are so vicious to Donald Trump. Who wants to watch it anymore? But it just shows you how mentally ill they are. Jimmy Kimmel, you ever watch him, JD?
I will watch them once or twice every 3 or 4 months just to see what they're doing or saying. I do not laugh. I try to listen and to laugh at their jokes. That other guy, that Colbert or whatever his name is, they have canned laughter. If you listen to the show, you could see that these people are not laughing even in the studio, I don't believe. Those shows are horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. So Jimmy Kimmel said he has a compromise. If you elect him to the Supreme Court, we'll let him on, but we'll cut off his penis. That's what he said. And so, you know, you really have to think about this for a minute. If you are Brett Kavanaugh, how can you ever walk on the streets of New York City or in L.A., San Francisco, or a Washington, D.C., where you're going to be based, filled with crazy, psychotic Trump derangement syndrome liberals without worrying that someone's going to come out of the blue, see you, and cut your penis off? You know, these guys make a joke about this stuff, right? But this guy's life's in danger every day of his life for the rest of his life. And how about his beautiful daughters? Where do they go knowing their daddy's a Supreme Court nominee that might vote against Roe versus Wade? They're going to be destroyed in college. People want to throw acid in their face. We live in a sick country filled with a lot of sick liberals, mentally ill liberals, and it's scary. I don't know how these people are going to live normal lives anymore without bodyguards 24 hours a day.
What they're doing to his girls is non-repairable. They're for the women. They are committing sins that are unrepairable to those two young daughters.
And to him. It's, you know, as bad as I feel for his daughters, JD, what about him? Don't guys count, you know, to 50-year-old white straight males count anymore? What about his ego, his life, his confidence, the feeling of walking around and thinking people don't want to murder you or throw acid in your face or cut your penis off? Wow. Scary stuff. Liberals are terrible people. They're just awful. I don't hear any conservatives. I've never heard a conservative say Obama should die or we should cut his penis off. No matter how much we didn't like him, I've never heard anybody suggest that in my entire life, in private or in public. It's crazy. You people are nuts. Anyone listening who's liberal, you need to go to a psychiatrist fast. You need a rubber room and a straitjacket fast. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. How could you go after a fine man like Brett Kavanaugh? A gentleman. All-American gentleman.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
War now.
Hello. USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump addressed the United Nations General Assembly. The president spoke for just about an hour, and one of the things he discussed was OPEC and the OPEC nations ripping off the United States and other countries.
OPEC and OPEC nations are, as usual, ripping off the rest of the world, and I don't like it. We defend many of these nations for nothing, and then they take advantage of us by giving us high oil prices. Not good. We want them to stop raising prices. We want them to start lowering prices, and they must contribute substantially to military protection from now on.
Today, Bill Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in jail for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his home. Cosby is the first celebrity of the Me Too era to be sent to prison. Mr. Cosby did not address the court before his sentence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'll be right back.
more now. The Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Lots of people to thank for this show, by the way. First of all, the fans. I want to thank the fans, man. This show is going so great on both radio and TV because of all of you. If you don't like me, and you don't enjoy me, and you don't tune into me, and you're not entertained by me, then me doesn't exist, and there's no more Wayne Allyn Root Show. So I want to thank all of you real quick. And I always make sure I thank the people who make this show go. There's a couple of them that come to mind real quickly. Andrew Paul is the producer of this show, and Andrew Paul is the booker of this show. Gets me all my great guests. I want to thank Andrew Paul for doing a great job. And I want to thank Chris Campbell, who's the board op, who makes sure that everything's running right, who makes sure that I sound great on the air, who makes sure that all the breaks are done properly, and who makes sure that the ads come on, who makes sure that the guests come on, and gets them on the phone and make sure they sound right, and without make sure the callers, especially in the Newsmax section of our show, so many people call in by the hundreds, and he makes sure that we get them on the air as quick as we can. Great job by Chris. Great job by Andrew Paul. Great job by all of you, the fans, who make this show happen. So thank all of you. We've got our guest here, James Herson, New York Times best-selling author, law professor, expertise is the entertainment industry. His website is jamesherson.com, and there's lots to talk about today, as usual. James, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you. Yeah, it's not a slow news day, is it?
It is a wild news day, but you know, it's been a year and a half since Trump was elected. Every day is a wild news day, and don't forget the year and a half of his campaign. So it's been three straight years where, you know, your heart never stops palpitating and your blood pressure never goes back down. Three straight years of that. It's unbelievable. It really is.
It's absolutely true. Well,
but, you know, for a guy like me who's attention deficit disorder, this is like heaven. Every day is a new wild headline, right?
Right, and they're happening as we speak. There's stories breaking that have to do with the Kavanaugh nomination, and that is that they've set a vote for Friday, and they had a meeting, the Senate Republicans had a meeting, and they're going to shoot for a full Senate confirmation vote
Tuesday.
Early next week.
Yeah, Tuesday.
And this one of the legal team of Professor Ford, a guy named Michael Bromwich, who happens to be a former Obama appointee and a Democratic operative, is now demanding to cherry-pick the media for this testimony. And in other words, they specified three media outlets, one particular camera that they want, and all this stuff. But what I find interesting is Fox News would be excluded if Grassley would go in with their demands. Personally, Wayne, I believe that she will not show Thursday.
I said the same thing.
Professor Ford. Yeah,
great minds think alike. Said the same thing. She's not showing. She's not showing.
Yeah, I mean, if you analyze it from the point of view of the risk and reward, the Democrats have more to lose for if she shows up than if she doesn't. Because if she doesn't, their case isn't harmed. And they can say that they can still stall. They can say, well, she couldn't come because Grassley didn't meet her demands, because he didn't, you know, the various things, the media and the having the counsel, the female counsel, question her. And then they're going to say that they want to bring in other witnesses. And this is predictable. But if she came in with the way her story has unraveled, if she had even gentle cross-examination, I think she would be her case would be harmed. Let's put it that way. And so that's why I believe that she's not going to show, and it's going to take the tremendous resilience that have been shown so far by Grassley, by McConnell, and most of all by President Trump, who in the last 24 hours has shifted his strategy, if you noticed.
Oh, yeah. He went from staying out of it, which for him was very unusual, being very gentle, saying nothing about the women and only saying how wonderful Kavanaugh was, to suddenly going after the women like an attack dog, which is a very risky strategy. I mean, if I was him, I actually would have kept staying out of it, because there's no reason to get involved. Let everybody else be the attack dog. But that's not Donald Trump's way, so I get it, you know?
Well, what he's done that's very smart is his attacks are focused more on exposing the Democrat hit job and con game that they're playing. And I think that is, for the president to do that, he's able to essentially force the news media then to cover that story, because they're not. They're not covering the timing. They're not covering the fact that this woman, Professor Ford, has surrounded herself with these very expensive consultants, with activist lawyers, and that and the fact that her demands are ridiculous. They're unprecedented. You know, our system of justice also has the notion of due process. Due process requires not only a presumption of innocence, but a speedy trial. And these Democrat senators have publicly stated that Brett Kavanaugh does not have a presumption of innocence and has shifted the burden of proof to him, which is a slap in the face to our Constitution, the same Constitution that they took an oath to uphold. It is shameful to see these members of the Senate, the highest lawmaking body in our country, trash the rule of law.
Well, you know, it's obvious that she could just be one of those insane, wacko, nut job, pink vagina hat wearers who marched in the Trump rally, and she is one of them. They have photos of her with that hat on. So she could be doing this just because she hates Donald Trump, or just because she hated this kid in high school, or who knows what. But there's an angle that nobody's talking about. I was wondering if you knew about it, by the way. And the angle is that as a professor from Palo Alto, she's been instrumental in acting as a big pharma shill for a company that makes an abortion pill, the morning after abortion pill. Did you know that, James Herson?
Yes, I did. It's on my Twitter account. The company makes RU486.
Correct.
And she wrote scholarly papers
that helped them, that were good for them.
To help them get their approval, get through, and yeah, absolutely.
So does nobody think that she's got a vested interest in preventing a guy from joining the Supreme Court who might one day overturn Roe versus Wade and therefore be a danger to abortion, and therefore maybe that pill wouldn't be allowed to be sold anymore? I mean, she obviously is very big pro-abortion, and she's working, makes money off trying to help a company that causes abortions. Therefore, she could be nervous about adding a conservative to the Supreme Court who may A, kill Roe versus Wade, or B, maybe even it will someday get to the Supreme Court whether you're allowed to have a pill that aborts babies. So all of that's a massive conflict of interest that you could drive a Mack truck through.
Exactly. And that's what I put when I say gentle cross-examination, asking those questions, you see, and bringing that up. Also the fact that her first lawyer is someone who's the vice chair of a group partially funded by a George Soros organization that opposes Kavanaugh. And this woman is on tape, on videotape, at a demonstration at the time that Jeff Sessions was being approved. And she might as well be an Antifa member. She's clearly a resistance member and a Democrat operative. And so this, I mean, there's a stench that comes from this. And, you know, the public is getting it. I really believe that. I think that's why the president's emboldened. I think that's why Mitch McConnell's emboldened, because they realize it's kind of like the Wellstone Memorial. This is one of those things where the Democrats think they're really reaching their base, that they're reaching a tiny minority, but they're energizing the Republican base.
Yeah, it's interesting, but I see online the company that makes this RU486 is Corcept Therapeutics. $166 billion market cap company, annual sales of $260 million, and it only offers one drug, mifepristone, if I'm pronouncing it right, mifepristone, widely known as an abortion pill, or RU486. And the deal is that it's worth noting, it's on her Facebook page. Let's see if I can find it here. Hold on a second. I just got to find it. It's on her Facebook page that she has a job title with this company. She's director of biostatics at Corcept. Corcept is the company that makes the abortion pill. It's listed on her new Wikipedia page, director of biostatics at Corcept. Now, again, people are allowed to type things in at Wikipedia, and maybe they typed in a lie. I don't know. But it's a fact that she participated in publishing 8 papers promoting the drug. Whether she actually has a title at Corcept, I can't say. Just because it says it at Wikipedia doesn't mean it's true. But it's a fact that she published 8 papers that helped and supported the company's use of this abortion drug. How is that not, germane to this situation? You are a law professor.
it's absolutely relevant, it's fair game, and it would be asked about if she shows up. And it's part of the reason, you notice she tried to erase her personal history by erasing all her social media accounts, by erasing her bio that was at Stanford University. That was erased. And so maybe somehow this did get out, because I found it, at least from a source that I thought was legit. And, yeah, it's definitely just one. But, see, this is something that's not reported, and that's what I mean. The one-sided press on this thing is amazing. That Dianne Feinstein is able to hold her head up with what she's done here, and the media reports with a straight face every word she says after she's the one that employed the Chinese spy is unbelievable. And by the way, she's the one who's saying that Ford may not show.
Right. I saw that today. She has no way of controlling whether Ford will show or not. Ford was never going to show. By the way, the one thing you didn't mention is it's not only bad for the Democrats, or it could blow up in the Democrats' face if Ford shows. It's scary for Ford, because you can lie all you want when you're not under oath, and nobody could put you in prison. But if you lie under oath in front of Congress, you could wind up with a prison sentence. Couldn't you be prosecuted for that?
In theory, you could. It hasn't been happening lately, but she's got to be afraid of it.
All right. We'll be right back. More with James Hurston, our wonderful law professor, New York Times bestselling author, entertainment industry expert, jameshurston.com. I'm Wayne Allyn. RootForAmerica.com is my site. We'll be right back. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-85-GOLD. That's 800-85-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-85-GOLD. That's 800-85-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know. Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
War now.
Are you?
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, more with Wayne Root, the conservative warrior. More with James Hurston in just a second. Also, just got word, Donald Trump Jr. will be calling into our show in the final hour, the third hour, the Newsmax hour, which is at 5 o'clock here on the West Coast, 8 p.m. on the East Coast. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Donald Trump Jr. calling in our third hour. Son of the President of the United States of America, an all-around great guy who may wind up a U.S. senator himself one day. And then after that, who knows? Cenogenics is the sponsor of this segment the show, by the way, and they are the world leader in age management medicine. They call it Define Aging. All I can tell you is that everywhere I go now, people say, wow, you look great. What did you do? Wow, you look great. They think I had plastic surgery. I've never had plastic surgery, and I certainly haven't had it lately. I haven't had it ever. And everybody's like, wow, you look completely different. The reason why is I lost 10 pounds of fat and gained 15, 20 pounds of muscle. I don't know yet the exact amount because we haven't gone there and done the testing, but muscle weighs so much more than fat that if you lose 10 pounds, you probably gained a lot of muscle. So eat more every day than I've ever eaten in my life and work out less every day. I worked out 35 minutes today. I worked out 35 minutes yesterday. I usually do 2 hours. Now I do 35 minutes, gives me an extra hour and a half of business time, and yet I'm losing weight, looking great, gaining muscle, amazing. Call them, get your free no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older, or register at Cenogenics.com. Free, no obligation consultation, Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. All right, back to my guest, James Hurston. I couldn't let the day go by without talking about Bill Cosby, obviously a big icon in Hollywood history, sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison today, and laughed before they took him into custody. Your thoughts? Are you there, James?
Someone.
James?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Can you hear me?
Now I can. Bill Cosby.
Okay.
Trying to get
you
Bill Cosby.
It's tragic to hear about the sentencing of the guy who used to be America's dad. But you know what's more tragic is that on this day when this story broke on CNN and MSNBC,
I said it in the last hour.
Allowed,
yes.
Yeah, they were allowed to compare Bill Cosby, a sexual predator, a guy who drugged women and had sexual relations against their will.
Which is rape, by the way.
Kavanaugh. for some, when he had no even taking Professor Ford's allegations as true, he never took her clothes off. He never did have any intimacy, any intimate relations with her, and she was able to get out. I mean, it's not comparable. It's a single, basically very unsubstantiated allegation versus scores and scores of victims with Bill Cosby and evidence allowing them to prove it beyond reasonable doubt in a criminal court. It's outrageous that CNN and MSNBC, and it was Katie Tour and Brooke Baldwin, these hosts let this be said. And I've seen this often. You know, that's what they do with Michael Avenatti, by the way. They allow him to come on those shows and just spout off inanities, crazy, insane predictions, and they sit there and don't challenge him at all. And it's to have this guy raised to that level is sickening. Similarly, to make those comparisons with Bill Cosby is just disgraceful.
And by the way, moving on from Cosby to another show business topic, Ronan Farrow, he was like the sweetheart and hero of the left and seemed to be kind of almost a fair guy who was going after everybody. And all of a sudden, hasn't he just hurt his career badly? He's under fire from everyone. Even the New York Times admits that his story is just nonsense, that there's no evidence, no witnesses, no nothing, that he put in the New Yorker. Isn't Ronan Farrow's star kind of just dimmed a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, he really tarnished himself. He had won a Pulitzer Prize for the Harvey Weinstein expose, and now he, writing with Jane Mayer, comes out with a piece, as you said. It had no witnesses, had no evidence, had no corroboration. It should not have been run. And, the New York Times says they won't run it. They've been running all kinds of ridiculous anonymous stories. So, it definitely taints him. I think his real father would be saying, Ron, be a stand-up guy, is what his real father, Frank Sinatra, would be saying.
Oh, is that? I guess I didn't even realize. That's his father, is Frank Sinatra?
Well, originally Mia Farrow denied it, but she has been hinting that it may be true. But all you have to do is look at him.
He does look like Sinatra, like, you're right.
That's for sure.
You're right. He looks like a young Sinatra.
Frank. By the way, Mia Farrow came out today calling for the resignation of Clarence Thomas.
Did you also see, we hear the music, so we're cleaning up real quick, but this online 4chan group claims that they basically burned Michael Avenatti. There is no gang rape witness. There's nobody. They just put it out there for him to scream about it. Once he screamed about it, they pulled it back, and now there is no one for Avenatti. I don't know if you saw that, but that would be my greatest dream. That would be wonderful.
That would explain why he locked up his Twitter account.
That would be wonderful. All right, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and law professor, entertainment guy in Hollywood, jameshurston.com. Thanks, James. Great to have you on, man.
Thank you. Say hi to Don Jr.
I will. Say hi to Don Jr. He's coming up next. Donald Trump Jr. in my third hour on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. Coming to you right now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.